Well, good morning, my TMC family. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just praise you for this beautiful day on your beautiful miracle-working, mighty miracle Monday, Lord. And we just thank you for all the wonderful miracles you have performed for us, Lord, throughout our lives. And we remember, we take stock and remember them, Lord. And we thank you for the master's call, Lord, and for just the yes of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Patton, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them into overflow, Lord, and for just doing exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine, Lord. Thank you for the artist life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the all the artists, distributors and customers, and just everything that you've given us, Lord, that you've opened the door for us right here on earth as you have it in heaven, Lord. And thank you for our TMC family, Lord. Thank you for blessing every single one of them and just refreshing them and just giving them a joy, that a Jesus joy, Lord, that they are spreading throughout their communities and their families, Lord. We thank you for the speakers of this call, Lord, and the listeners. Lord, thank you for opening up our spiritual ears, our hearts, our minds to hear and understand everything that you have for us. Spiritual or individually and corporately, Lord, and we just give you all the honor and praise this morning, Lord. You are so amazing, Lord, and your kingdom come and your will be done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, greeting you from, it is sunny, but it is cold, Snellville, Georgia. And it was a Jesus joy to do so. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, please take it away.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us and for joining us in our tag for this morning, a Mighty Miracle Monday. May God restore your breath, and may he continue to bless you with his favor, his blessings, and his increase. And we thank God for you serving us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer this morning. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you who have joined us here on the Master's Call. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California. And I pray that your weekend was great and that your Monday, this Monday, that you are expecting God for a miracle in your life. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so our mission and mandate for this call is that as you dial into this telecommunication sanctuary, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Master. And so we thank God for what he has been doing on the Master's Call, because truly lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced. And so we thank him as we're going into our ninth year. Also, we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we open this call up in prayer. We end this call in prayer. On Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. But there may be something going on with you during the course of the week, and you would like for someone to be in agreement with you, then I ask that you will utilize our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you.
Also, along with that, we have a website for this, the Master's Call. Please go online, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages from the inception of this call have been archived on our website. Not only that, today is day 24 of our corporate fast. Some of you may have gone with us until 21 days, but there are some of us who are pushing till 40. And so if God has pressed upon your heart to position yourself and to do something new, then we invite you to join us on this fast. And yes, you can start today. The directives can be found on our website. The scriptures and everything that we're praying and believing God for, we are doing it corporately. And so, like I said, we invite you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, and you will see all of the information there. See, the thread that brought all of us together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life, started by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And as I always say, an appointment with artists will change your life, but only if you let it. So if you let it means that you have to say yes, and you have to be consistent in taking the product, and I guarantee you they will make a difference. Well, at this time, it's time for us to hear, one more thing. After this call, we head over to the New Morning Motivational Call. Today is Inspirational Monday, and our own, the Honorable Dr. Evangelist Minister Cynthia Cox will be bringing an inspirational message to us there. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound, and that would be immediately following this call. But now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so on Mondays, we have been graced with the presence of our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and her wonderful, beloved husband, Minister Lester Patton. And so they're coming to us all the way live from North Carolina. I'm telling you, these are two powerhouses who are out there changing the kingdom. They are precious to the kingdom of God, and they are precious to us. And I just want to let you know that I hope that you are ready, because I am sure that this message that is coming forth will change your life. Absolutely, it will, on this Monday and forevermore. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor and a pleasure to bring to the line this blessed couple of God, the Pattons. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, ma'am, we are. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. The sun is shining here, but it is cold, like about 20. And so we thank the Lord that we are able to feel it, though. We thank God for you, for your introduction. Thank you, Minister Rebecca. But good God of mercy, am I happy that we were ushered in this morning with praise by Minister Sharon Stowers. Yes, 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 I'm expecting great things. I don't know if you were on last week and you knew that we were going to do a little bit more on breakthrough, hallelujah, because with breakthroughs come great things, amen. And so we are going to just get right into this morning, because we are now on our 24th day of the fast. Glory be to God. We're over halfway there. And I am expecting this last half to be better than the first. And the first was trying, but we still had some good things happen and many great testimonies. And so we are looking forward to greater things. And how these things coming, they are going to come through breakthroughs. And I asked you last week to read Psalms 91. That was the way I ended it, because we are going to go right into how we get our breakthroughs and what a breakthrough feel like. Glory to God. We're going to talk about this breakthrough. One of the greatest breakthroughs that we had over the weekend on Friday was the shut-in came to an end. And I'm going to decree and declare that it is an end. Not that it is a comma, but it is a period and a done deal. Amen. Somebody ought to shout and say, yes, Lord, you are right. So this prayer in Psalms 91 that we're going to open up with this morning, which will help us to stay focused, stay committed, and watch God work as he gives us our breakthrough, is where we are going to begin. And I'm going to start it off today in the Message Bible. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes. The little girl in me is just running around this house. Minister Rebecca, she can't run for real, but she is in my mind running around this house. I wouldn't have enough breath if I'm running around. I'm sitting still. Hey, glory to God, but my toes are going. Yes, they are. And the 91st division of Psalms, it says, you who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in the shadow of his mighty. Say this, God, you are my refuge. Y'all better say it. I trust in you and I am safe. Oh, God, I needed this last week and it helped bring me through. If you ever get in a place where you feel like you can't go through, go to 91. Hey, glory, you will realize who you are. Amen, babe?
Amen.
Now, that's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you are perfectly safe. His arms fend off all harm. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that prowls through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon. Even though others succumb under all of this, and they drop like flies on the right and the left, you better know that no harm will even graze you. God, I thank you this morning. I feel good, Lord, on the inside, for you just saying this to us again and letting us know who we are in you. And the last part, I can't read it all because we got a lot to say this morning, but I got to say this. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they're going to catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You will walk unharmed among the lions, the snakes, and keep young lions and serpents from your path. You all, I'm here to tell you that God has already given us the breakthrough. All we have to do is just walk it out. Yes, yes, yes. We may feel in this flesh that we are up against things that really prevent us from moving forward. We may feel the barriers, the hindrances, obstacles, roadblocks, and challenges. But I want you to know that during the breakthrough process, it is imperative that we look also inward and know that when we realize that that our breakthrough starts with us realizing who we are. Everything is about us in our breakthrough. Everything is about us and knowing that things will change. It starts with you. You are breakthrough. You are happiness. You are success. You are dreams. You are victories. You are salvation. It starts with you saying your breakthrough, your happiness, your success, your dreams, your victories. It's all about you doing what you need to do. And once you get that breakthrough, good Lord of mercy, breakthrough moments happen when we press. When we don't want to press, breakthrough moments happen. When we do what we have to do, even though we don't feel like doing it, glory be to God. And my wonderful husband, who is here helping me in this breakthrough process this morning, is going to start and tell you what it absolutely feels like, hallelujah, when you break through. Babe, if you are on.
Thank you, beautiful wife. How are you doing this morning? Good morning to Minister Rebecca. For greeting us, and good morning to Minister Tiffany, and good morning, Dr. V, and tell Mother hello there for me. And good morning, TMC family. We're going to talk to you this morning about breakthrough is being free in a particular area.
Mm-hmm.
Let us talk about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom is a state of being free or a liberty rather than in confinement or in a physical restraint. First of all, freedom is a place where you are inhibited, or anyone can hinder you in any form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Place where you are unstriped. That's a terrible thing to be.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing it is, a place where you are not boxed in.
Mm-mm.
Freedom is a place where limits are taken off.
Mm-hmm.
It is a place where boundaries are removed. Mm-hmm. It is a place where obstacles are cast down. It is a place where victories are won and the enemy is defeated. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to let my wife talk to you about liberty this morning, and I'm coming back to you again.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. Pastor V, I thank God for her. She is my side chick in the ministry. I tell you, when I feel down, I can call her. I was feeling down last week when I heard that the military wasn't going to get paid because of this shutdown thing. Honey, I picked that phone up and called V real quick. And she says, girl, oh, Lord, I felt it, but I didn't want to mention it to you. And she came on back, and she said, but in my prophetic eye, I don't see you being harmed with this. And I went to that 91st Psalm, and it fortified me. Thank you, Pastor V. And I went on to sleep. But let me tell you something, you all. We both of us, our ministry, God has given us, and we knew that that was a connection. Before she ever knew me, her ministry was about the eagle. Mine was International Soaring Eagle. You all, this bird, the eagle is the only bird that loves the storm. When clouds gather, the eagles get excited. The eagle uses the wind of the storm to rise and is pushed up higher. Once it finds the wind of the storm, the eagle stops flapping and uses the pressure of the raging storm to soar above the clouds and glide. I'm here to tell you that we are eagles, and it's time for us to soar and glide. It is time for us to realize that we are serving, as Sister Rebecca said, he is a mighty miracle working. This is a mighty miracle working Monday. We need to get in the place of seeing ourselves as God sees us. Let us look now at some breakthroughs in the Bible. In the Bible, it tells us that Job had a breakthrough. The woman with the issue of blood had a breakthrough. Paul and Silas had a breakthrough. And Minister Tiffany, I need you to come and just tell us in song, what is it about the Lord being the Lord of a breakthrough?
Lord of a breakthrough. Lord of the breakthrough, you are the Lord of the breakthrough. We worship you, we worship you. Lord of the breakthrough, Lord of the breakthrough. You are the Lord of the breakthrough. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. We worship you, we worship you.
We worship you, Lord. We worship you. I want us to worship God because he is the Lord of the breakthrough, and he has given us examples in the word, and we're going to just work on Job this morning. We'll come back with the other breakthroughs in the future, but babe, come and talk to us about Job. You know a little bit about Job. Good God of mercy. In Sunday school yesterday, you really gave us great testimony, but just do what you want to do with the experience of Job.
Job experienced breakthrough and resurrection. You know, we're going to talk about a person who went through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the most often preached stories regarding a devout and upright man who has surrendered his life to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He came under heavy attack, yet through all, he has continued to trust in God, obey God, serve God, and at the end, God not only restored him back, but restored him in a greater capacity.
Now, you know what? This is where it just excites me. As the eagle, we need to get excited when we see stuff come our way because we know that God is the Lord of the breakthrough, and he's getting ready to take us from where we are to a greater place. When I look at what my dear Minister Willa Peterson and her family is going through, man, I'm so excited that I'm close to them folks, because God is raining on them in the future like they have never seen before. And I'm going to get a few sprinklings of that rain because I'm praying them through as they are going through this difficult time. But we're going to soar because we know who we are in God. Isn't that good, babe?
That is great.
That's what happened with Job. He was a devout and upright man, you all. We are not exempt from the challenges of life because we are saved. But we need to know that when they come, God is preparing us for the greater. Amen?
Amen.
What else
but let me tell you a little bit about this, though.
Okay.
Let me tell you just how he went through.
Okay.
There is no doubt Job needed a mighty move from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, scriptures reveal that the enemy came to God and asked God about Job. Oh, my God. God allowed the enemy to bring all kind of hardships and calamity. Job weighed, but he didn't allow the enemy to take him out. He did all these things. For those of us who have read, heard, or studied the life of Job may have wondered, how could one person experience all of these back-to-back suffering, yet still trusted in the Lord? I say divine intervention more than anything else.
You better say it again.
It's divine intervention. It was the Spirit of the Lord who allowed his mind to be kept right in the midst of all the pain. He all know how the story ends, and Job was restored and blessed with even greater than before. And the Lord turned the capacity of Job when he prayed for his friend. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. We can go back to Job 24 and 10. Job 42 and 10. Restoring means to bring back to his original state or condition. Let us look at the beginning of Job. All right, baby?
Good God of mercy. When we look at the story of Job, yeah, you all, we got to bring it to an end because we're running out of time, but let me tell you something. When we look at the original condition, when we look at the beginning story of Job, we see that he was already in a good place with God. He was already in a good place. In Job 1:1-3, it shows that he's got some money in the bank. He's got children. Matter of fact, he had 10 of them, 700 sheep, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, I'm too excited, 500 yokes of, it just shows that he had some stuff. And the most important thing, he had a relationship with God. No wonder he was considered one of the greatest of all men in the East. Some of us know that we are in and have been in a good place with the Lord. And it feels like when we are there, we should not have to go through. But because I'm here to tell you, we are at a place whereby we understand that God is the God of the breakthrough. And I am so glad that God has given us examples in the Word to show us that God is a God who restores. God is a God who absolutely can bring us back to our original condition and make it even better than it was before. God is a God who can do all things but fail. God is a God who wants us to recognize who we are as his children. God is a God who oversees it all. I love it when I heard my minister say, God is a God who sees the parade from the beginning to the end. He sees our lives from the beginning, the inception, all the way to the end, back through the grave to eternity. You better come on here, Minister Tiffany, and take this thing away, because I'm ready for a preach right about now.
Wow, to God be the glory. Thank you so much.
Glory.
Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Brother Lester, Minister Lester Patton, for blessing us this morning with that word on breakthrough. And yes, we are believing God for miracles, and we are believing God that he is the Lord of the breakthrough. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day, but let us take time right now to go to our Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, and we give you the glory, because you are the Lord of the breakthrough, Father. And so on this day, Father, we position ourselves that we will receive the promises that you have in store for us, God. I thank you for the Pattons as they came this morning, Father, and gave us the word on breakthrough. And Lord, we believe you for breakthrough in every single area of our life. We believe you that you are the Lord of breakthrough over our finances. We believe you that you are the Lord of breakthrough over our health. We believe that you are Lord over a breakthrough, God, in our issues where we need to be delivered, Father God. We believe that you are the Lord of breakthrough, God, on the unemployment line. We believe that you are God of the breakthrough, God, in every single area that has hindered us from your purpose being fulfilled in our lives, God. And so simply, we just say thank you for being the God of the breakthrough. And so, God, we lift up artist life to you today, Father. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to do what only you can do, Father. Father, we pray as we finish our work week that we will be filled with your spirit of excellence, effectiveness, and a completion of all of our assignments, oh God. Father God, we operate like Jesus as servant leaders in the name of Jesus. We ask that Extravaganza 2018 and all of the Super Saturdays that will come up will go forth according to your will, God, the way you would have it to go in the name of Jesus, and that nothing is missing and nothing is broken from us in Jesus' name, Father. So we thank you for this 24th day of fast, and we pray that you would continue to download in us as we continue to surrender and submit ourselves to you, that we would be used mightily for your kingdom, and that we would be in position to expect and receive the breakthrough and the miracles that will be manifested in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the PIN code 957-677-POUND. We'll be heading over to the New Morning Motivational Call for Inspirational Monday, where Minister, the Honorable Dr. Cynthia Cox, will be ministering to us this morning. She will be the messenger there. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Again, I would like to say thank you, Minister Rebecca, for serving us in excellence. Thank you so much to the Pattons, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and Brother Lester, Minister Patton, for that message on breakthrough today. And it has been a pleasure to serve each one of you here in excellence this morning as your hostess for the day. Please join us again tomorrow at this divine and appointed hour. And remember, the Lord that we serve is the Lord of a breakthrough. Back over to you, Dr. P.K.
God have mercy today. Thank you, God. As we close today, I want you to remember that God is a God who loves his children. And may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, that together we may hear his voice and glorify him, for he is worthy. God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. I love you. Bye-bye.